Another Bitstorm. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. It's the latest internet bitstorm, this time an email blast ordering Democratic voters to vote for Trump or else. The director of national intelligence quickly called reporters together to say those emails are absolutely not from the Proud Boys, as they appeared to be, and that in fact they are actually an attempt by Iranians and Russians to hurt Donald Trump's chances, not help, which I guess would mean the whole thing was intended to backfire by actually making Democrats more likely to vote against Trump. Boy, how clever these foreigners are. But I have to ask once again, why anybody would base their vote on some strange email, or for that matter, the latest Giuliani scandal that miraculously appears in the last 2 weeks of a campaign. Those of us who are registered voters must know by now that we are targets, which is an honor, actually, because it's an indication of how much power we hold, but it means we have to protect ourselves. So I treat a last-minute political email as an attempted vote jacking, a desperate thief trying to snatch my ballot, fill it out, and get me to cast it. And I defend myself by open carrying my delete key. I have pressed that delete key so many times, all it says now is leet. But Dave, you say, what if it's just somebody sharing a banana bread recipe? I'm not even going to trust a banana bread recipe until after the election. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.